My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A high pop-up. He's going to do it. At shortstop, Jeter. Jeter on the outfield grass makes the catch. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And Doc Gooden pitches a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio.
A good Sunday morning, everyone. It's Peter Schwartz on The Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Rami Lavi on the other side of the glass. Want to take your phone calls. We'll talk about the Yankees and the Mets and football if you want to. Anything you want to talk about on the table at 888-809-1019. I do have a guest. On the show, 520, we're going to be joined by former Jets cornerback Eric McMillan, and he's going to be part of the Marty Lyons Foundation Golf Classic on Long Island this coming Monday at the Old Westbury Golf and Country Club. Catch up with Eric about playing some golf on Monday and also his career with the Jets and talk to him about the current Jets team, what he thinks about that. But it is a baseball Sunday as well, and we'll get to the Mets a little bit later on, but we start with the Yankees, and boy, did the Yankees ever need that on Saturday after the disaster that was Friday night. And we can get into the whole, you know, Clay Holmes as the Yankee closer situation. I got my thoughts on that I'll share a little later, but for the moment, the Yankees feeling a whole lot better about themselves after that 14-4 win over the Red Sox. And even though the win itself is the most important thing that came out, that the Yankees, you know, bounced back from that loss on Friday night, obviously the huge story that comes out of Saturday's game is rookie Ben Rice with 3 home runs. And you think about it, the unbelievable history of the New York Yankees and all the great players that have played for them over the years. And you know, you can throw out your Mount Rushmore of Yankees, whether you have Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jeter, Rivera, Reggie, whoever you want to put in your Mount Rushmore. And you think about the 27 World Championships and the countless other World Series the Yankees have been to but didn't win. In the entire history of the New York Yankees, they have never had a rookie hit 3 home runs in a game. Now, that's hard enough of itself to do, 3 home runs in a game for anybody. And it's obviously harder for a rookie to do it. But you would think in the history of the Yankees, one of those great or legendary players might have hit three home runs in a game, but it's never happened. Ben Rice. Ben Rice, who is only up with the Yankees because of the Anthony Rizzo injury. And he certainly has had his, you know, some growing pain since he's been up. I think he's looked great at the plate. But a breakout game for him on Saturday. And now when you look at his body of work, and that's a .294 average, four home runs, and 12 RBI since he's been called up and since he's been inserted as the starting first baseman, he's not going anywhere. And Anthony Rizzo has been a good player for the most part for the Yankees since he's been with the Bombers. But obviously he's got his injury situation and he'll be out for a while. But I don't think he comes back to the starting job. And maybe Ben Rice flips back in the other direction and doesn't play well. But I don't see that happening. I mean, he's a good-looking hitter at the plate. I know a number of people have said this in the last 24 hours on social media and other places, but he's got a great swing for Yankee Stadium. By the way, so did Kevin Moss. Somebody pointed that out to me. That, oh, Ben Rice, he's got a great swing for Yankee Stadium. Well, so did Kevin Moss. And that didn't last very long after his initial surge as a rookie. You hope for the better for Ben Rice. But he is, by all accounts, obviously a great kid, 25 years old, really not a young kid, coming up at 25. But you saw the smile on his face running around the bases. And to me, it was so funny. I was watching the game with my wife. And when he came out, after the third home run, they wanted him to take a curtain call. The fans are calling for it, and the Yankee players are telling him, go out, take a curtain call. And he didn't know what to do. He didn't know where to go. Which is just, you know, a cool part of the whole story. But a tremendous day for Ben Rice. And, again, you look for a player, a young player. You want to try and develop young players in your system. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And for the Yankees, you know, we've seen, you know, guys come up and it doesn't work out. Then we've also seen the likes of Jason Dominguez come up last year and get hurt. And Dominguez on his way back this year gets hurt again. So you always wonder when's the next, you know, great Yankee, you know, hitter or pitcher coming up from the minor leagues. Is it Ben Rice? It could be. And obviously he's a catcher by trade, but he's learning how to play first base on the job. And right now, there's really no reason to even think that he's coming out of the lineup. Not saying he's going to hit three home runs every single game. That's certainly not going to happen. But if you're a Yankees fan and you've dealt with the last, you know, month or so, a little more than a month, I think it is, in this slump, where they've won 5 of 19 games now. You're looking for, you know, positives. And for the Yankees to latch on to something that can get them out of this malaise that they're in, certainly, you know, performance like Saturday from not just Ben Rice, but up and down the Yankee lineup on Saturday and scoring 14 runs. Now, they blew Friday night's game, but remember, the 3 runs they got on Friday night, it's not exactly like they hit the cover off the ball Friday night. But that was a great bounce back, and it's just cool to see, you know, a rookie come up and make an impact. And, you know, maybe there'll be a moment this year where Dominguez is healthy, and maybe Dominguez comes up. And you look a little further down the line, Spencer Jones is having a great season at Somerset. And he recently had his first multi-home run game playing for the Somerset Patriots. So maybe there's a chance, I don't know if it's a great chance, but maybe there's a chance somewhere before the end of the season that Spencer Jones gets a look. I don't know if that's actually going to happen. It's going to depend on situations, but we'll see. But right now he's at Double-A and doing well, and I would think the Yankees would be hesitant to include him in a trade. If the Yankees try to, you know, make some acquisitions at the trading deadline. So I don't think that's going to happen. But you look to Dominguez to come up. But obviously, Ben Rice was a great story for the Yankees on Saturday. And again, the bottom line was the Yankees needed that win. And now they're in a position tonight in the Sunday night game against the Red Sox with the Schwartz family in the house.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tonight, to get a series win. Now, truth be told, my wife and kids are all Met fans. I'm the only Yankee fan in the house. But we try to even it out, the games we go to each year. So the Yankees in a position for Dad tonight to get a series win. And it's been a while now since the Yankees won a series. That's the other important thing about Saturday is now the Yankees have a chance to win a series. And I think it's now 6 series in a row, including the sweep this week against the Reds. I think it's 6 series in a row that the Yankees have not won. And it's, Rami points out, since June 12th. Absolutely. So, and that was the Royal Series. That was the series that the Yankees won the first 3 games against Kansas City and then had the lead in the 9th inning. And remember what happened. You know, surprise, Clay Holmes blew the save. And that kind of spiraled the Yankees into this downward trend. So Yankees have to be feeling a little bit better. I brought up Clay Holmes' name again. I'll save my thoughts on Clay Holmes again. I thought about just jumping in now after Rami mentioned that Royal Series, because I want to say so many things about Clay Holmes, but I think I'm going to hold it for the next segment. A little tease in the radio industry. I'm going to hold my thoughts on Clay Holmes. And I think it's an issue that the Yankees may have to deal with before the trading deadline. But I'll get to it. And you look at Saturday's game too. Gerrit Cole, you know, he's a few games back from his return. Not exactly a smooth sailing situation for him on Saturday. 4 1/3, 4 runs and 7 hits. You know he'll come out of this. You know, he's working his way back. But I really looked now tonight, a chance to win the series, and Luis Gil, who was, for the most part this year, been on fire. It's been 3 or 4 rough starts in a row now for Luis Gil. Can he get back on track tonight against the Red Sox? But I think given everything that's gone on with the Yankees over the last month, what happened on Saturday just makes them feel a lot better. And maybe, and Aaron Boone talked about this in the postgame on Saturday, that maybe this is the game that helps them break out of this. And through all of the issues they've had, and you know, only winning 5 out of 19 games, it's not like they're out of it. They're only 2 games behind the Orioles. And I know you'll say, well, the Yankees had that four-game lead or four-and-a-half-game lead, and now it's they're down to. Okay, it's back and forth. Did you think the Yankees were going to run away with it anyway? The Orioles are really good. So if the Yankees can get themselves back on track, and maybe Saturday was the start of that, this will be a race. It'll be a war of attrition. We'll see how it comes out. There's more games between the Yankees and Orioles, and that'll be part of the difference too. Can the Yankees finally do something against Baltimore? And we'll find out about that soon. But they're only two games out. They're in a wild card spot. And this is, you know, the Yankees are going to the playoffs this year. It would take a complete utter disaster for the Yankees, I think, not to make the playoffs. And, you know, God forbid if that happens, boy, if heads don't roll, if now the Yankees don't make the playoffs. But I think they will. And listen, I still think they have a chance to win the American League East. But when you look towards the end of the season, if the Yankees do accomplish the things that they want to accomplish, the turning point Saturday in an offensive explosion and their rookie first baseman doing something that nobody has ever done in the history of the Yankees, a rookie to hit three home runs in a game. And one, it's one out of 162, so you can't make too much out of it. But just for the moment, for this Yankee team to kind of like take a deep breath and relax and feel better about themselves, it's exactly what the doctor ordered. And I can't speak for anybody else listening or Rami on the other side of the glass or whoever. I like rice. I like rice with my, if you order Chinese food, you can get fried rice, you can get vegetable, pork rice, whatever, you know, have white rice with your meal, whatever. It doesn't have to be Chinese food. It can be anything else. Who doesn't like rice? Do you not like rice? Well, here's another reason to like rice, Ben Rice. Another rice in my life that I like. And here's the other thing, too, about Ben Rice. He's got number 93. You know, the Yankees, obviously, as we all know, have a number problem. There's no more single digits left. They're all retired. And it's not like there's this inordinate amount of numbers that you can hand out. Player gets called up. You got to give him something. He gets one of those spring training numbers, 93. Now, Aaron Judge came up wearing 99, and he's kept it. Because he couldn't get 44 because that's retired. That's a story for another day because even as a Yankee fan, I don't think Reggie Jackson's number should have been retired. So 44 should have still been there for Aaron Judge. But that's just my opinion. Does Ben Rice get a number change at some point here? Does he get a better number? We'll see what happens. But in any event, Saturday was a big day for the Yankees. Would love to talk to you about it. 888-809-1019, 888-809-1019. We'll talk about the Yankees. We'll get into the Mets later. Eric McMillan, the former Jets cornerback, will join me at 5:20. We can get into the Jets later. I have some thoughts about Aaron Rodgers and this whole controversy about him missing minicamp and going on an Egyptian vacation. I have my thoughts on that. That's on the docket for later on. I can even throw out this crazy thing, Rami. I don't know how you feel about pro wrestling. A big story Saturday night out of the WWE Money in the Bank. John Cena announced his retirement. And even if you're not a wrestling fan, you know what John Cena has meant to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. More wishes granted than any other athlete, celebrity, whatever. That was pretty big news that came out on Saturday. I don't know how many people listening are WWE fans, but maybe we can get into that later on in the show. It's Peter Schwartz. It's The Fan, 888-809-1019. We're coming back with your phone calls right after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.